Brazilians generally love to eat beef. The country is known for its all-you-can-eat steak restaurants. It is a leader in meat packing. In fact, there are more cows than people in Brazil. But now, Brazilian companies like JBS, the world's largest beef producer, are looking to cash in on the growing popularity of plant-based meat substitutes. It is a growing food market for people who want to eat less meat, in part because production of meat is often harmful to the environment. So-called plant-based meats usually use a mix of protein from soybeans or peas. They are mixed together with mushrooms or vegetables, such as beets. The aim is to make the look, taste, and feel similar to animal products. Beyond Meat, Inc., and Impossible Foods are fast-growing companies selling plant-based foods internationally. But Brazil will not be an easy market for plant-based foods to take over. The average Brazilian eats about 42 kilograms of meat a year. That is second only to the 53 kilograms eaten by their neighbors in Argentina, according to the market research company Athenagro. Brazil has about 215 million cows being raised for meat. The country has a population of 210 million. A recent public opinion study by the Brazilian Vegetarian Society found that 30 million Brazilians consider themselves vegetarians, or people who do not eat meat. 7 million of those people say they are vegans. This means they give up all animal products, including cheese, milk, and eggs. There is also a growing number of flexitarians in Brazil. These are people who want to reduce, but not totally cut out, the amount of meat they eat. A growing number of new products are showing up in supermarkets across the country, from vegetable-based sausages and hot dogs to pea-based chicken breasts, which have no chicken in them at all. Cira is part of the JBS company. It has started producing a plant-based hamburger. Its marketing director, Jose Cirillo, says the company is looking for opportunities. Along with other newcomers to the field, Cira is competing with some local vegetarian producers. These include Superbome, a food processor with ties to the country's Adventist Church. The Adventist Church supports a vegetarian diet as part of a healthful life. Superbome has reported an increase in demand for its vegetarian alternatives. Our client base today is much bigger outside of the church, said Superbome's marketing director, David Oliveira. He estimates that demand for meat substitutes in Brazil is growing by 30% each year. Chicken producer BRF is also looking to return to the vegetarian market. It stopped making non-meat products in 2010. It's a market that is here to stay, said BRF's Fabio Baganara. He said new inventions have helped plant-based products to be closer to the qualities of animal meat. I'm Ann Ball.